This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. In my own mind, I often come up with a shorthand for certain ideas and emotions that I experience. For instance, in an earlier episode of A Little Happier, I described how in my mind, the phrase juice story stands for a big concept about how to be a more effective parent. And I'll post a link to that episode if you want to listen to it. I have a phrase that I use when I'm thinking about a very certain kind of pleasure, the pleasure of doing work at a very high level of excellence with people who are really, really good at their jobs. I remember feeling this pleasure very acutely when I worked on the Law Journal in law school, and also when I was clerking for Justice Sandra Day O'Connor on the Supreme Court. It's exhilarating to be surrounded by excellence. At that time, though, I didn't have a phrase for it. Then recently, when I was working on my Four Tendencies video course with the brilliant Daryl Vesterfeld and his great team, I overheard him talking on the phone to someone while we were taking a break. I heard him say quietly, "This is going good. We'll finish early. This is the varsity team." And I loved hearing that. And I knew exactly what he meant. And I felt it too. And I felt so thrilled to be included on that team. I was recently in a diner that was full of people, and yet all the staff was super cheerful and efficient, not all overwhelmed or irritated by the crowd. I could see that, in fact, they were taking great pleasure in their teamwork, how efficiently tasks were being done, how graciously people were being served, how flawlessly all the orders were being executed. They were doing great teamwork, and you could see that they were finding such gratification in what they were able to do so well together. I love having a phrase for it because I love that feeling. I love being part of or witnessing the work of a varsity team. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.